Okay, today's daf is Challah daf Lamed Beis 32. As we continue in the third parak of Challah, parak Ochlin Arai. This parak is all about the key moments in the baking process and the kneading process. And now the next Mishnah we are up to is again. Yesterday we spoke also about Hakdasha and Geirus. There's a lot there, and the status of Bnei Noach. But let's come back to that at some point. Says the Mishnah, Laman Aleph on base. Ose Isa Menachitim Menaoreh. So we just learned this Mishnah already. The Mishnah came up towards the beginning of the Masechta. If you remember, we spoke about the concept of Greira, of pulling along with it. We spoke about back in the first Mishnah about a month ago. We spoke about only the five grains are Chayiv and Challah. Right, that's the first Mishnah. Right, Perek. Start the Masechta starts off. The Mishnah of Chamisha Dvarim. Chamisha Dvarim Chayavim B'chala. Why are they called Dvarim? We spoke about that. The five types of grain. Chitim, Seorim, Kusmin, Shibola, Shual, and Shifon. Wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. Those are the five. Hare Elu Chayavim B'chala. And the Mishnah said, U'mitztarfim ze imze. And they are mitztarif to each other. What does that mean? So the Pashat means they all get together, they get along with each other, it's all great. But the Marafolda, right at the beginning of the Masechta, we mentioned this then, Marafolda says, it doesn't really mean that. It doesn't mean that everything teams up with everybody. It means some things team up with some things. Right, and that was the Mishnah said. Veloshi, the Marafolda, back on Daf Aleph, said, Veloshi itztarfu kulan biyachad, not that they're all combinable, de min b'she'en amino enim itztarif. Right, you don't have min b'she'en amino. Ela hachitim itztarfim imakus min bilvad. She'en minam. Chitim and Kusmin, Saorim is mitzarif with everything except for wheat. Kusmin min chitim, v'gam min saorim. Right, Kusmin is spelt is a type of wheat, and maybe also type of barley. Right, so there are certain teammates. Right, we spoke about a couple of days ago, right at the beginning of the parak, beginning of this parak, that the Gemara says that everything goes by Gilgul except for saorim. Everything goes by Itum, except for Chitim, which goes by Gilgul, but the Rambam puts spelt with the wheat. So, again, there's different permutations of the groupings. But relating to that, we quoted this Mishnah. Because this Mishnah talks about maybe there's a possibility of Siruf even from a Tvua that is not one of the five grains. And that's the Chiddush of this Mishnah. Ha'osa Isa Menachitim Menaores. If somebody makes a dough with wheat and rice, and the Pashup shot of the Mishnah, there's going to be a Machlokas of Gemara about this, but the Pashup shot of the Mishnah is that you don't have enough wheat in order to create the Shir of Challah. Right? That's the Pashup shot. And even if you don't have that, that's the Chiddush. Im Yesh Batam Dagan Chayavis B'Challah. If it tastes like Dagan, if it tastes like wheat, so then it's Chayav and Challah. Even if you don't have enough wheat. Even though you don't have enough wheat, in order to create the chiyuv, but the rice is mitztarif. And we spoke then about what the svar for that is. How do you understand greira? Do you understand that the rice loses its own identity and becomes like wheat, right? Or just the taste, right? This is also reflective of the concept. Let's just read the next line first. The yotzei ba adam yichavas b'pesach, and a person can be even yotzei matzah. Yotze matzah, with this mixture of rice and wheat. If it tastes like wheat, that's good enough for matzah. V'im ein batam dagon, and if you don't have, it doesn't taste like wheat, then no. Then ein chayeves b'chala, v'inad miyot yichabaso b'pesach. Right, so this is the halacha of the Mishnah. And as we'll see, as I just mentioned in the Gemara, there is a machlokes. There are some deus of the Gemara that we'll see by the Shemana and Beis that say, no, this means, of course, you have enough wheat. You have enough wheat for the chiyuv of challah and matzah. It just means there's also rice. And there's also rice. As long as the rice doesn't ruin the taste, so then you're still good. But if it ruins the taste, it's no good, even if you have enough wheat. Right? So that is a machlokas of the Gemara, and it interestingly turns out to be a machlokas rishonim. If you look at the Rambam, paskins like the pashup shot of our Mishnah. The Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Umatzah. The Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Umatzah in the sixth parak. The sixth parak about Chametz Umatzah. That's the parak about matzah. That's the parak about matzah. Before that, the Rambam spoke more about Chametz, right, in the earlier prakim. And parak Vav, he speaks all about Matzah, and Perek Zion, he gets into the Seder. So the sixth Perek in the Chamisu Matzah is a transition from items to actions. So the Rambam there says, we spoke about the Rambam in Halacha Aleph just a few weeks ago, about the minimum and maximum, right? Mitzvah Zaseh Men HaTorah, Lecho Matzah B'Lel Chamisha Asar. It's a mitzvah d'araisa to eat matzah on the 15th. Shneemar Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. B'chol Makom U'v'chol Zman. Right, this does not depend on anything. Unlike Marar. V'lo talaha al-chila zu b'karbana pesach, elazu mitzvah b'fnei atzma, u'mitzvah z'kol alayla. The Rambam paskins. Avol b'shar ha-regel, al-chila z'matzah rishus. Rotza ochel, matzah, rotza ochel, orez. Oduchen, okloyos, operos. Interesting, that's the one he picks. You can eat matzah, you can eat rice, says the Rambam. Avol b'lo chamisha azar bilvad chova. The Rambam adds, u'mish ochel kezayis, yos yechovaso. Once you eat a kezayis, then you're yotzei. And that was the diak that we said. It doesn't say it's a mitzvah to eat a kezayis a matzah, it's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Once you eat kezayis, then you're yotzei. But it sounds like as much matzah as you eat, that can be part of the mitzvah. And the Rambam talks about you have to eat matzah, you have to swallow bala matzah yatzah, bala mara lo yatzah, quoting from the Gemara, because matzah has to do with the taste. And then the Rambam says, Ein adam yotzei yedei chovas achilas matzah, el imkein achla me'echar me'chamesha saminim. Right, the Rambam says that matzah has to be one of the five grains. As we had back on Daf Aleph, remember one of the makoros for challah being limited to the five grains was Gzeira Shava to matzah, lechem lechem. Shenemar lo sochal alav chametz shivas yamim toch alav matzos. Right, and that's the within Pesach, dvar mabam l'de chimutz, anything that could come to what we call leavening, chimutz, not sirchon. Chimutz. So then, im achlan matzah yatzam ein dechovaso. Aval shar dvarim kagon orez veduchen vekitnios. They create some other type of chemical process. It's not called chimutz, right? Ein yotzei b'hem de matzah lafisha ein b'hem chametz. Fine. Then the Rambam says ha'ose isa minachit u'mina orez. Our Mishnah. If you have a dough made of wheat and rice, im yesh batam dagan yotzei dechovaso. That's it. Tastes like wheat. You're good to go. That's the Rambam. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, V'hu sheyesham dagan, k'dei sheyochel kezayis v'chdei achilas pras, v'yochlenu. The Ravid says, no, you need enough wheat there. You need enough wheat to eat kezayis v'chdei achilas pras. Right? Not, the Rambam sounds like you don't even need that. Right? So how could you say that? So that's the discussion here in the Mefarshim, says the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says the Rambam is taking the Mishnah Kipshuto. The Mishnah Kipshuto, this is Greira. This is Greira. The Chitim pull the rice, and that's enough for what you need for the mitzvah. And to go by Tam. This also reflects the Sugya, the Yud. This is one of the biggest topics in Shas, and that is Tam Ke'ikr. Right? Tam is Ke'ikr. The taste of an item has the status, and therefore the taste is important. Taste is very important for many areas of halacha, right? How do you know when is something batel, right? Min b'she'eino mino, right? You have two things that got mixed up. When is it batel? We say shishim. So why shishim? So Chazal tell us, because that's when we assume the tam is batel in 60. 1 to 60, the tam then is batel. Anything less than that, the tam, the taste is still nikar, right? You can't go by shishim, by min b'mino, because there is no taste. So there's different rules, but you see here, taste has a significance not only for isurim, but also for mitzvos and also for chiyuvim. The chiyuv of challah determines, is this called a dough that's chayiv in challah? Is this called matzah? Each of these are different applications of tam ke'ikr, right? Most of the time, tam ke'ikr goes by isurim, right? In isur, does it taste like it? Then it's usur. But here, does it taste like it? It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Which you might have said is, you do say it's a chiddush. Because the Achronim wonder, in short, again, there are pages and pages and volumes, how do you understand Tam Ke'ikr? What does that mean? The chiddush of the Torah. Pashup Shat Tam Ke'ikr is Daraisa. There is a Rashi in Chulin that seems to say Tam Ke'ikr is a Din Darabanan. But we generally assume Tam Ke'ikr is a Din Daraisa. So how do you understand Tam Ke'ikr? If it tastes like pig, it's usher like pig. Even though there's not enough pig in there. So, is it that, well, if there's taste in there, then I consider it as if the item is still there. Is there. If it tastes like pig, it's as if there's pig there. Is that how you understand Tam Ke'ikr? A little bit fell in, and it's very little. It's less than a kizai, but the whole thing, it tastes like it. So, it's as if the thing is, the iser is still there. Is that Tam Ke'ikr? Basic meaning, it's still a hemshich of the original iser. Is that what Tom Kaker is? Or do I say no? Tom Kaker tells you it's a iser chadash. Right? It's not, the item was batel. The item was batel, whatever the iser was. But now there's a new idea called Tom Kaker. There's new iser called Tom Kaker. So that's the question. How do you understand it? My nafkamina. What if you know for sure that no mamashas fell in, only taste? Right? What happens if an iser fell in and you took it out right away? But some of it got, the taste got in there a little bit. So there is no iser. You can't say it as if it's still there because it was never there. Or actually, it's not there now. So if you say it's a new din mechudash, then fine. That could be aser. If it was, if it's like, oh, the top kicker means bittul doesn't take place. Right, the iser is still there, even though the rules of bittul should apply. If it tastes like it, bittul doesn't apply. But if it's not there, there's nothing to be mevatel, and therefore that could be a nafkamina among other sugyas. But again, so you might have said, well, tabakir could apply by isurim, because there's an iser chadash by mitzvahs. By mitzvahs, it can't be something totally new by a mitzvah. Oh, it tastes like wheat, so it's as if what? It's a new item called wheat tam keiker. Right? No. So the fact that it applies by mitzvahs, l'chora, would reflect that idea that it's still called, bittul doesn't take place. So therefore, the wheat is defining, and that's why this is called yoyotze matzah with it, and there's a chiyuv of challah. But again, Tom Kaker is one of the big sugyas. Again, if you want to look, Rabbi Yosef Engel has this, Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik has this, Rabbi Yosef Engel has this in Lekach Tov, in Klal Beis. He says maybe that's the machlokas. I mean, he has a couple of pages on this. He says that's the machlokas between Rav and Levi. Rav and Levi, Recha Milsa, Recha La Milsa, very Lamaisa in terms of ovens, right? Do you say that aroma is significant? Recha Milsa, right? I cook, the Gemara says that if I cook milchiks and parav, or kosher and not kosher, in the same oven, at the same time, open dry. You're like, what are you talking? Of course, throw it out, right? Not so pashut. That you throw it out. If it's dry, even if it's amish cooked at the same time, we paskin recha milsa only lechatchila, not b'dieved. You shouldn't do that. If it's covered, then there's no issue. But you shouldn't do that. And if you did it, b'dieved is okay. Doesn't treif it up, right? B'dieved. So the Yosef Engel says maybe that's the machlokas about how you view Tom Kaker, because there what transferred only aroma. There's no iser in the other item. So that's recha milsa. That's like a same type of Nafkamina as something fell in, but not the item itself. Not the item itself. That's what he says. Vadad de plukta rava levi b'sachem dafayin vav, irichem olsi lo, yishtoma de pligi b'safik anal. Itam lovado oser, kishein etzem imo, vized de reyach, nirle fiyazaiti tu rak tam lovad, ve'eno etzem holechimo. But I don't think the tam is going through the reyach. And therefore, I think this is the machlokas about between Rav and Levi. Okay, big topic, but here, again, it comes up in the Mishnah, but it's not, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush to say that Tom Kaker is applying not only by Yisurim, but also by definitions of doughs, right, saying it's a dough that's mechayiv and challah, and that you can be yotzei matzah with it. That's why the Mishnah has to tell us all these different halachas. We wouldn't say it by ourselves. Good, we continue. Hanotel sa'or mi'isa shalo hurma chalasa. I take a little sourdough, that's tevel, and I put it into my chulin dough that I already did, I already was masaking. So it got mixed up, I didn't do it on purpose, right? But now I have a dough that has a little bit of sourdough in it that is tevel, but the rest of it is chulin misukanim. So you have a problem here. So how do you fix this? So if you still have this saor, if you still have the sourdough where you took this from, then go back to that sourdough and be mafresh and have in mind the sourdough that's in this mixture. Fine. That's go to someplace else. But what if you don't have that? So, im yesh lo parnas malkam acher, if you can be mafresh from this little sourdough that got mixed in from something else in your house, then motzi levi cheshbon. That's what you should do. And when you're mafresh from that extra piece of sourdough, from the source sourdough, if I take from there, I only have to take off Chumas and Maestras for the little piece that went in. Fine. Lufi Cheshbon. That's all I have to do. Just one, let's say 1/24. You took it off Challah. 1/24 of that little piece of Sar that went in. Right? Because, oh, that's all I need to do because I'm being mafresh from somewhere else. V'im lav, but what if I have nothing else in my house besides this mixture of chulin with a little sourdough. So what are you going to do? You're going to take off a little bit? No, it's not going to work. You're going to take off 1/24 of the mixture of the whole mix. You're going to take off 1/24 of the sourdough that fell in, but you don't know where the sourdough is. And if you take some off, maybe you'll be taking chulin, which is pater min achala. So you have to take off a lot more to be safe. You have to take off a lot more to be safe. So mozi chala achas ala kol. You have to take off 1/24, not just of the little piece that fell in. You have to take off 1/24 of the whole mixture. So then, and we assume that there's even distribution, what we call yesh bila, there's even distribution. So if you take 1/24, so you assume there's going to be 1/24 for this sourdough also, if you take 1/24 of everything. And that's what you have, fine, that's what you do. And then once you have that, do you have to give that all to the, you don't know what's the challah here. So any part of it might be the challah, so you have to give it all to the Kohen. Maybe you could sell it to him, less the amount of the 1/24 of the sourdough. But as a Yisrael, it's all safek challah. And therefore you can't eat any of it. Good. Kiyotzibo, similar type of problem. What if you have zeisei masik, shenisar v'boim zeisei nikuf, zeisei masik, these are different types of olives. Olives, zeisei masik, are zeisin that you collect. Remember in Mishnaic Hebrew, Mishnaic language, there's a different verb for harvesting different items. Right? We say harvesting. You could harvest grapes and olives and dates and figs. But in the Mishnah, you have misika for olives, you have bitsira for grapes. We have a different word for many of the items. So here, zeisei masik are olives that you're taking, meaning olives that are chayav and shumas and maisers. They got mixed into zeisei nikuf. Nikuf are the olives that are going to fall to the ground, that basically the aniyim are going to have, leka chichapea, those types of mitzvahs, and those are putter from shumas and maisers, right? Because they are considered hefker. They belong to the ani. And there's a special din that they're potter from Isis. So here too, you have a mixture. You have some olives of yours that are chayiv and shumas and maisers, that are tevel, that fell into zeisei nikuf, which are not are chayiv and shumas and maisers. In ve batsir, in imve ololos, you have grapes that you are botzer, that you harvest, that are chayiv and shumas and maisers, that got mixed in to grapes that are all going to the ani, that are not chayiv and shumas and maisers. Same rules. If you could be mafrish for the ones that fell in from some other olives or grapes that you have, that's the best. So go to, from there and take off what you need to take off. A little bit of truma, want 10% for miser, 10% of that for truma's miser. V'yimla, what if you have nothing else? All you have is this mixture. Then motzi truma v'chumas meiser lakol. So then you can't just take off a little bit from the mixture because maybe you're taking off in a pater alachayif. So therefore you have to take off a lot. You have to take off trumas and meisers for the whole mixture. But here it's a little different because here what? So then you have to take off a certain amount for the kohen. But v'shar meiser u'meiser sheni lefi cheshbon. But the rest of it lefi cheshbon. You're mafrish for all, but only, you only have to give less than that to the ani and to the levi, because then this is just hamotz mechaber lavaraya, right? You have to look at the ma'ara folda. Vasha ma'aser isha ma'aser sheni, o ma'aser ani, lefi cheshbon motzi v'lo lako. V'had dekamer lefi cheshbon, lav l'meim rashina mafrish ma'aser, elo lefi cheshbon achiyah shabahem. It's not that you only are mafrish the 1/24 a little bit regarding to a little bit that fell in. Dim kenin yachol afreshumas meiser min hakol. You have to be afreshumas meiser from all of it, from meiser rishon that covers it all. Imo yafreshchila meiser rishon al hakol. So what do? It just means you don't have to give it all to the levi. Lefi cheshbon ola ani, and the rest you can mix in with your fruit because again, like we said, it's not truma or trumas meiser. It's just meiser rishon or meiser ani, which you say the principle of hamotzi mechaber lavaraya, so that part you can keep. Good. So it's a basic, same yisod, but in the first case, it's all potential challah, and therefore you can't keep it. In the second case, it's not all potential, and therefore you could keep a bunch of it. Next case. Hanotel se'or me'isas chitim v'nosin l'toch isas ores. I take a little sourdough from a wheat dough, and I put it into a rice dough. Similar idea like we had in the first case. If it tastes like wheat, so then it's chayev, even though it's a very little bit. But if it tastes like it, that's all that matters. So it says the Gemara, 1 minute. All these cases say it goes by taste. It goes by taste. How do you determine if you put a little bit of, let's say the earlier cases, it goes by taste. So im kain, if it's true that tevel is oser only in no saint tam, right, that's what it sounds like from our earlier cases in the Mishnah, that you all go by, what does it taste like? So if that's true, im kain lama amru, but we have the statement of Chazal that says, tevel oser kol shehu. Tevel osers even a drop, even a tiny amount. Pashas, maybe it did drop on none, but what is that by? Min bamino. Vishalob bamino, but no same time. Min bamino, where taste is not a factor, it's all the same item. So then you go by kol shehu. Tevel is oser, but kol shehu. But shalob bamino, but no same time. Shalob, whatever, it's not the same type. That's what our Mishnah is talking about, bino same time. Fine. There is a question the Gemara deals with. The Gemara about Azara. What's the source for Tevel Oser B'Kol Shehu? Right. Most things are not Oser B'Kol Shehu. Most things have rules of Bittel. Right. Rules of Bittel. Bittel Barov. Bittel B'Shishim. Where do we get this? Like Tevel is Oser B'Kol Shehu. So if you look at Avodah Zara, Daf Ayin Gimel, very interesting source. The Gemara says there, Avodah Zara, I've mentioned before, is a very underrated Masechta. Very underrated. It has everything in it. It has Agada, it has Halacha, it has Lamdis. You have to go all the way to the end to get a lot of the very important Halacha, Lamaisa. Like last five, six Dafim are jam-packed. But there it says on Daf Ayin Gimel, Kol Isurin Shabbat Torah, Bein Baminan, Bein Shalom Baminan, Beno Sein Tam. All Isurin the Torah are Asur Beno Sein Tam. Right? Ki'il, what if it, Min Bamina, there is no Tam. So you treat it Ki'ilu this Tam. Gilu this tam, according to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, chutz mi tevel v'yayin nesach. Except for two. Tevel and yayin nesach. B'minon b'mashahu, shlo b'minon b'no sein tam. There it is. B'minon is b'mashahu. So, why is that? Why is tevel oser b'mashahu? Says the Gemara, bishlama yayin nesach v'shem chumra davodas kochavim. I understand why yayin nesach would be oser b'mashahu, wine that was poured for libations to avodah zarah. I understand. That's terrible. That's very stringent. And that's going to oser b'mashahu. Ela tevel my taima. Why would tevel be oser b'mashahu? It's not more chamor than other items. It's misa b'di shemayim, but there are a lot of yisrael that are misa b'di shemayim. Why is tevel oser? Kehetero kachisuro. Well, how do you fix tevel? A drop. If you can fix tevel, right? Chita achas poteres zakri. Remida raisa. How much shuman you have to take off? Tiny amount. Damar shvuach chidach poteres zakri. So just like you could fix it with a tiny amount, the problematic amount of tevel is a tiny amount. Tiny nami hachi ba medramurim betevel oser bekalshu bemino v'shlo bemino benosein tam. Right, that is Rashi there. The lowest parishira di dolarishes to gunchaksiv. But if you look called to v'rabbanan uda amri ayin yafe echan me'arboham ayin roach hamishishim benus echan mechamishim. Right, the rabbanan said that midar raisa it's tiny amount. So katero kachisuro. Right, it's that's the what the Gemara says about that. If you look in the Mefarshim in the Gemara Nedarim has a different svara. Why is tevel aser b'mashahu? It's a davar sheish lamatirin. Davar sheish lamatirin. Remember the rule is davar sheish lamatirin is not batel. There's a way to fix it, right? You can't fix most isurim. Most isurim you can't fix. Right? You can't fix pig. You can't fix chaylev. You can't fix basar b'chalav. Right? Unless you're mevatel it, which you're not supposed to do. Ein mevatlin is l'chadchila. But once in a while you have an isur that is fixable, like tevel is fixable. Right, you can be mafresh. That's why also the Gemara says in Shabbos that Tevel is different than other Yisurim regarding Muksa. Right, Tevel Muchanu Eitzel Shabbos Im Avar V'Tikno Mesukan. The Gemara says, right, pig is Aser. You can't get any ben. You can't do anything with pig on Shabbos. It's Muksa. Not only is it Aser, it's Muksa. But Tevel is not, because if you violated the Iser and were mafresh Shumas and Maestros on Shabbos, you're not supposed to. But if you are, it works. Im Avar V'Tikno Mesukan. So therefore, tevel is there. So you see, it's different. Right, so Darshan Shematir, that's a different svara why tevel might be oser b'mashu. There's a machlok, as we've shown him, interesting, is chametz a Darshan Shematirin? Right, we discussed that. Is chametz, machlok we've shown him, the Rambam. Right, is chametz, so I say, yeah, because in a week from now it's going to be mutter. Yeah, but then if you wait a year, it's going to be oser again. So is that a Darshan Shematirin? Right? So that's Machlokes Rishonim. Interesting, based on the Svara, Rashi, Ran. All the Rishonim at length discuss this issue of Tevel and Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Gimel, on that Mishnah, including the Ritva. Including the Ritva. The Ritva there quotes it, Kol Yisrael Shabbatur B'Mashu, and he says, let me see if we're going to read this, or we'll leave it for now here. The Ritva says, he says, "V'shuvlo chilka meitevel atavol atruma gedolo atavol atavol atrumas meiser." Says that the Ritva is bothered. What does the Gemara say? Oh, tevel is ketero kachisura, just like fixing it is a tiny amount. So too, it's aser. Tevel isn't always a tiny amount. What if you have tevel hatavol trumas meiser? You took off truma gedolo. So, but in here now, yeah, meiser rishon and trumas meiser. Trumas meiser is 10% of 10%. So should you say that's better? Right, that's better because there, keterek achisuro. In order to fix this, you have to take off 10%. So maybe in order to aser it, for use it to oser, maybe you should have to be 10%. Says the Ritva, you can't say that. What? Because it's going to be, you require more. There's more iser in there, so you're going to say it's easier to be mevatel. It causes less iser. That's not going to work. Kiyafa bishena teiram b'mashu isirim b'mashu shelo tachlo. Low plug. Once you have tevel that you can be misaki with a tiny amount, that's all we say. V'gam shelo ye mishu chomer behetero kal beisuro yoser b'mishu kal behetero. So you have to say that. Okay. Im tomar v'hechi tevel chomer leeser b'mashu yoser menat truma ha'osarto. Isn't tevel only osar cause of the truma shabo? And truma you're saying is subject to bittul, and tevel is not subject to bittul? Right, this line about tevel causes a lot of discussion. Yesh lomar the shiny hasam to keep a shahufrisha hufrisha v'shov ein laheter to keep a the king donu osa kedin atira shushumas meiser avol tevel adain lahufrisha yesh loheter asu iser taruvaso kidvar matira. Okay, big discussion there. Ramban, Rashba, Ritva there in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Gimel. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Masnisa d'lok Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Mishnah is not like Rashbag. The Rav Shimon Gamliel Amar la olam ein chayevas hashieba tam kashir. Remember, the pashup shot of our Mishnah is, if you have a mixture of wheat and rice, if it tastes like wheat, good enough. Good enough. Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's not good enough. You have to have the amount of wheat. You have to have the amount of, right? He argues, Rav Shimon Gamliel argues on the principle of Gera. He says, no, it doesn't pull. Wheat does not pull rice. But he agrees with the principle of Tam Ke'ikar. Meaning, if it tastes like wheat, and you have enough wheat there, so then, if it tastes like rice, it's no good. It still has to taste like wheat, right? If it has the shear of challah, then if it tastes like rice, that's a problem. So it still has a taste. That's the chiddush. But anyway, Rav Shimon Gamliel says you have to have the shear of challah. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi b'shem Rav Shimon Gamliel Lakish halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel, and that is the problem that we mentioned before. The Rambam does not seem to say this. Right, and therefore the Raivid jumps on the Rambam. It says here, like we've had like a Shugam Liel, the Rambam, both in Hilchas Chametz and in Hilchas Chala. So, gotta work out that Rambam. Amr, if Hila, Bain, Karaban, and Dahaka, Bain, Karaban, and Dahasam, Amr, Nachihe, Ruba, Dagon, Vataima, Dagon. Why? Wow. Hila says, all rabbis agree, not only do you need the Tam of Dagon, but you need Rov Dagon, right against the Pashav out of our Mishnah. Refuna, Amr, Taima, Dagon, Avishain, Roba, Dagon. No, Refuna says you just go by Tam. Like the simple pshat of our Mishnah. Masnisa, pliga Rav Huna. The following b'risa sounds like against Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that tam is enough. What does the b'risa say? Irev bashar minim. If you mixed in wheat with other types, achieba roba dagan, v'taima dagan. So it seems beferish, right? You need not only taste. You need majority wheat. So the Gemara says, is that a kash on Rav Huna? No. Patala b'mina machirim. That b'risa is talking about other mixtures besides wheat and rice. Wheat and spelt, wheat and rye, that's where Gera requires rove wheat. But our Mishnah, and Rav Huna is, no, wheat and rice have a special connection. Masnisa bliga Rav Hila. Now the other way, our Mishnah seems to be against Rav Hila. Why? Because our Mishnah sounds like taste is good enough, right? Because what does it say later on in our Mishnah? Hanotos armisas chita venosal tochisas orez emyesh batam dagan chayevs bachalav em la patura. Our Mishnah seems to say just tam. Isn't tam good enough? So the Gemara answers, don't take the Mishnah so literally. Don't take the Mishnah so literally. Really, all the Mishnah is saying is that you're only chayev chala on the little sa'ar that went in. That's how you have to understand the line. It's not saying that if you have a little bit in, then the whole thing is chayev and chala. It's not what the Mishnah means. Begin Nisni the Basra, because it's saying afterwards that Tevel Oser Kolshu Min Beminov Shlo Beminov Rosei Tam, because it's going to talk about Evel Oser Bekolshu in a little bit. We're just giving an example of that. We gave an example of if you have taste, it makes a difference, but it doesn't mean they have to be mafresh for the whole thing. It doesn't create a chayev chala on the whole thing. Rav Hila would say, right? It just means that it is significant in the mixture, but nothing more than that. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Rav Yossi. Rav Hashem will continue as we continue in the third parak here of Maseches Challah.